Zoomer Radio vintage hits from Chubby Checker and the Diamonds on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. The promise around Tuesday's federal budget was that Ottawa would spend responsibly while devoting much-needed money to health care, the green economy, and the rising cost of living. So, did Canadians get what they wanted and needed? Our guest is John Wright, Executive Vice President, Maru Public Opinion. Good to have you back on the show, John.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you joining us from the nation's capital, John. And from a pollster's point of view, does this budget check all the boxes for most Canadians?
Well, I think I always look at this as a retail item, meaning not that you go into the store and you're going to buy something, but what comes at the front door. You know, when governments have to go to election campaigns and they have to kind of keep the opposition away. I would say that two things. Number one is it seems to hit all the boxes that if you're going to walk to somebody's front door and talk about getting rebates for families of four, you know, you can call it the grocery rebate, whatever you want, but it's free money to help you support during inflationary times. There's dental care here. There's roaming fees that will be cut. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. So, there's health care that's been given to the province. We saw that. We saw PharmaCare in this one. Man, it's keeping the NDP at bay so they can continue, the Liberals can continue doing, governing for at least another year, maybe more than that if they wish. So it's a retail budget, very politically astute. You know, if you look on the bad side of things, if you don't want it to have a deficit, it has some. It continues along that way. So from a it's a little bit like what you had before we got started here. It's like Chubby Checker doing the twist, right? it's kind of like it's that fine line where the finance minister in a Liberal government that spends a ton of money on things has shifted over the couple of things that may be missing. You've got housing. There's nothing there, which is pretty critical for the country. But the second thing is it ignores Toronto, and that is, you know, a city that produces 20% of the GDP of this country is now ignored by the provincial and federal government to bail it out of any of its deficits. So that's not the sort of thing that's going to get people riled up to vote against you. There's a lot more here to vote for, that's for sure.
Right. I was just going to say, budgets are so much about optics, showing Canadians that government has a strong economic plan. Do you think the Liberals won any favor with this?
Well, I always come back to say, how much are you trying to win? And here, again, people will say, boy, you're just cynical. Look, the Prime Minister can get up every morning, and if 63% of the people in this country hate him and his government and this budget, then they still win a massive majority. You need 37% to win. They're sitting at about 31 to 32% of the polls, depending upon how it is, and the Conservatives are tied with them. This budget speaks to 11 million Canadians who they will get money. Okay, that it's like it's going to show up. There you go. We're not sure when, but it's going to show up. It speaks to millions of people who are going to get now dental care. It keeps the NDP the way it is. So you see what I mean? Like people will look at this, and because of their political persuasion, because of their fiscal constraint attitudes, are going to, you know, the majority of Canadians may disagree with this government. They have to thread the needle. They're looking at making sure they're in power to continue on this course, and I think this actually speaks to that group that are probably up to that 37% range.
So, you know, to go back to the city of Toronto and funding and connecting the dots with some of what you're saying, that they may be in good shape, the Trudeau Liberals, now for another year until next year's budget. The thinking being, because, you know, Toronto and its many ridings, several dozen ridings, tend to go Liberal, would it be that maybe they're putting off the money for Toronto for another year?
Well, you know, that's a fantastic question because of two things. Number one, they may be doing that. They may, you know, the detail is always not the budget day, but what follows. And it may be that the federal and the provincial government find a way into this that they can help out the deficit. But it's always a political calculus, right? You kind of look at Toronto, which it delivers a lot of Liberal seats, and you kind of go, well, you know, they're with us. They're not going to go with Doug Ford provincially, and they're not going to go with Pierre Poilievre, so we could take that for granted. Well, that can cost you support in other ways. So I think you got to look at that. The same with the provincial government. I mean, they look at it and say, well, you don't deliver us anything, so why should we give you anything? So Toronto's in a bit of a tough situation right now politically, I think you're absolutely right. I think this is the case where you show up on the doorstep of whether it be Marcy Ian downtown or Carolyn Bennett downtown or some of the others in the greater area of Toronto, and you say, "Hey, what's going on here? We need some real help," and you start making some noise about it. I think that noise does help from time to time in politics as opposed to just talk.
Okay, before we let you go, early public opinion about the mayor's race here in Toronto. Who do we like right now?
I've seen a poll out that kind of puts people where they are, and you know, it's like the high level is 22%, 30%, you know, like this person versus 30%, don't know anybody, blah, blah, blah. Look, we're not into it yet until we get close to June. My view is this. I think this is significant for one main reason. We're getting a clear shot at who we choose for mayor. I actually like the idea that it should be in the shoulder seasons. I know it costs $10 million or whatever it does to run one of these elections. But you got so much noise when you go into the voting booth where you've got trustees and everybody else and long lists and chatter, and we have low turnout. This takes me back to Mel Lastman when we kind of voted for the mega mayor. We got one person we're going to focus on. We've got maybe 15 candidates who might come out of the woodwork at the end of the day. I think it's a great process. I think we'll be able to focus on who's there. I don't think we're close to it yet. My prediction, we'll be into this by about the first week of June. Everything else is just playing the game, but by the time we hit first week of June, we'll be finally focused on the front runners and what it's all about.
Good stuff. John Wright, Executive Vice President, Maru Public Opinion. Always great having you here, John. Thank you.
Thanks, and great to be with you. Take care.